Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm one of your co-hosts, Maria Wyatt, and my other co-host is...
One of the other co-hosts.
That's what I'm going to be calling now. Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome back. Our guest today is Rosa Maria Rodriguez. She's a mental health rehabilitation technician for the county. 14 years of helping families in the community, mostly with children, right?
Yes. Probably 2 years with adults.
Okay. So, longtime advocate for the children and families of Imperial Valley.
Yes.
What led you to do stuff like this? What motivated you? I mean, something must have inspired you.
I really like to be able to help parents and children and anybody who, and besides that, you know, the training that we, is offered by our behavioral health, you know, we are training very often different issues and different diagnosis that we are able to understand more and be more empathetic. We go back to the empathy because it's very important, but, you know, being empathetic with my clients and helping them to try to help them
you don't
to
like
go
to
through
see,
their treatment.
You don't like to see them suffer, do you?
No, of course not. I don't like to see anybody suffering.
And that motivates you?
And yes.
Mm-hmm. So when everybody's well, I guess then you'll retire or something?
No.
You go into a career in painting. Welcome back.
It's like a goal for me. It's like a goal, you know. I set up my goal, then we're going to do something with my clients, and I work hard to accomplish that goal. And eventually he's going to have a healthy life.
Nurturing parenting. Yeah. We're back. Nurturing parenting. So right before we went on break, we talked about that nurturing parenting, maybe to differentiate a little bit from other parenting programs, has a variety of different types of parenting.
Yes.
Classes.
But behavioral health isn't going to do. And, you know, I jumped the gun. It was me. I admit it. And, you know, they have the 0 to 5, the little ones, but behavioral health is only concentrating on the kids that are elementary school.
Elementary age. Yeah.
And also behavioral health has the teenagers also, the adolescents.
Mm-hmm. That are young parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not parents, only the youth and young adults.
Oh.
I mean, the teenagers, in other words.
Hmm.
Ages, what are you dealing with? 13 to 17, 18-year-olds, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works with the adolescents is that we meet once a week for 3 hours. I know it's long.
It is.
But it's only once a week. There's two facilitators at all times. One facilitator does a group with the teenagers, and the other facilitator meets with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they come together. And it's great because of what they've learned, what the teenagers learned in their group, and when the parents learn in their group, when they come together, they're practicing what they learned.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of role playing too. And it's great to have, you know, both, as opposed to the traditional parenting programs that they're out there, and not to bash any parenting program, we're not here to do that, is that the parent is the one that attends the classes. But in nurturing parenting, you have both the youth, the children, and the parents attending the same classes, learning the same things, and at the end they come together and they're practicing what they learned. And of course, you know, we also offer some snacks and sometimes some dinner too. We offer dinner for when it's the evening classes.
It actually will be the same thing. We have, like I said, we are in the process of implementing the program.
Yeah, and, it's 3 hours. You know, they're going to be hungry.
And we have the same kind of structure where we're going to meet. It's going to be one parenting group, one group with the parents, and one group with the children. And then we're going to meet together and practice and use all the skills that they learn on that day. And we plan it probably twice a week. We're not sure about the schedule yet, but we're talking about probably 2 weeks, 2 days a week.
Because the 3 hours can be very, very long.
And the other component is the home visit. Because, like I mentioned to you before, we do an evaluation and we try to tailor the program to each parent. So it does an opportunity for us to work exactly with the parents and focus on that family.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.